That music means it's time again for Cook Your Cupboard. You submit photos online of odd ingredients you're not sure what to do with, and then we choose one of you to come on the air for some expert advice. Our colleague Renee Montaigne has been standing way up on her toes, the way that many of us have to do, just peering around in there, looking at what's up there behind the salt and the baking powder.
Today, we've brought into our New York studio Louisa Shafia, whose most recent cookbook is The New Persian Kitchen. Welcome.
Thank you, Renee. Great to be here.
And our listener for this round is Catherine Head. She's on the phone from East Lansing, Michigan. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, you have asked us how you can use up three things from your cupboard. Give us the list.
The list is a bottle of rose water, chickpea flour, and canned chopped suey vegetables.
Can I just ask why you would ever have bought a can of chopped suey vegetables?
I bought it because it was dented and discounted, and I thought I might as well try it.
So you have tried one other can?
Yes. I ate them cold, which is not a good idea because they were extremely salty.
Louisa Shafia, this is quite a challenge, I would say.
Yes, and Catherine, two things came to mind. One, you could saute them in a little bit of oil with some cooked rice, toasted peanuts or cashews, lots of fresh basil and cilantro just before it comes off the heat, and then garnish with thinly sliced scallions and toasted sesame seeds.
That sounds wonderful.
And then the other one is a Vietnamese-style summer roll. And just to take that sort of canned flavor and the extra salt off of the veggies, blanch those in boiling water for just 30 seconds and then shock them in ice water. Roll them in rice paper with lots of fresh mint, basil, cilantro, cooked rice noodles, some grilled tofu or shrimp. Whip together a dipping sauce of hoisin, peanut butter, lime juice, soy sauce, and sriracha.
That did manage to sound transformative. So chickpea flour, that was also on your list, Catherine.
Mm-hmm. I bought it originally for a vegan French toast recipe, and it worked beautifully. But beyond that, I've had it for about 2 years. Let's just say that.
Let's talk about it. There's two classic Persian recipes that use chickpea flour. One is a shortbread cookie. The other is Persian matzo balls, which are called gandi, which are made from chickpea flour and ground chicken and seasoned with a little bit of turmeric and cardamom.
Catherine, why did you get rose water and what have you tried with it?
I got it on a whim at a Middle Eastern grocery. I had never seen it before, so I bought it. I figured I will come up with something. I put it in like chilled water or a little bit in some lemonade.
Yes. Well, I love that ingredient, and I know it well because Iranians use it the way Americans use vanilla extract. So it's in virtually every Persian dessert. I love rose water mixed with any fresh fruit. It's a wonderful pairing with watermelon. So you can make a very simple granita. Just take the flesh out of a watermelon, blend it up until it's pretty smooth, mix in some lime juice. Maybe just start with a teaspoon of rose water because it can be very overpowering, especially if you're not used to it. Some salt and a little bit of honey. Spread that in a baking sheet, put it in your freezer, and once every few hours, just scrape it with a spoon or a fork, and you'll wind up with this wonderful, crushed, icy dessert that's super refreshing with just a little mild hint of rose.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. That sounds great.
It really does, on a hot day, too. So that is the end of your list, Catherine, but stick with us. We have a bonus question for Louisa. Pomegranate molasses is
It
is possibly the most submitted food item to Cook Your Cupboard. There must have been some kind of craze. Louisa, can you help?
Yes. I love pomegranate molasses. And again, this is another classic Persian ingredient. In fact, records show that Iranians have been using this ingredient since the beginning of their civilization, so many thousands of years back, because pomegranates are native to Iran. One classic way to use it in Persian cooking is in a stew called fesanjan. And it's a stew of ground walnuts and pomegranate molasses. And classically, it's made with chicken, turkey, or duck. But for vegetarians, you can use something like winter squash or even a vegetarian protein like tempeh. and substitute that. And it's a mix of savory and sweet and sour flavors, and it all comes together perfectly. You can also take pomegranate molasses and make a dipping sauce for just about anything by whisking it with a little bit of honey, lime juice, and salt. And then since it's summertime, and I happen to love artichokes, and I think a lot of people do, you can make a Middle Eastern-style dipping sauce with a little bit of pomegranate molasses, olive oil, minced garlic, a little bit of Dijon mustard to thicken it, and enough salt to give it some flavor, and you've got a wonderful dipping sauce for artichokes.
Well, I'm just caught up in the dream of the different foods that you've been describing.
Yeah,
absolutely. Can I give you one more suggestion?
Sure.
So this is for summertime grilling. You can make a mean marinade with pomegranate molasses, ground walnuts, a little bit of minced garlic, some parsley, and salt. And you can marinate either lamb or chicken in that. If you want to go vegetarian, you can take chunks of tempeh or tofu. The next day, put that on the grill, and it is a magical, sweet, and savory taste.
Ah. Okay. Nice thoughts to start the morning with. That is Louisa Shafia, founder of Lucid Food and author of the cookbook, The New Persian Kitchen. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Renee, and thanks, Catherine, for your interesting ingredients.
And of course, she's speaking to Catherine Head, who's talking to us from East Lansing, Michigan. She is our guest for this round of Cook Your Cupboard. Thank you, Catherine.
Thank you so much, Renee.
And Renee will be in our studios here in Washington starting tomorrow. You can find more cooking suggestions from Louisa Shafia on our website, npr.org. And if you're stumped by something in your kitchen, head to npr.org/cupboard to submit a photo and get ideas. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.